الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. I'm just going to get right into the lesson today, which is some of the minor signs that the day of judgment is near. And I'm not trying to scare anyone. I want you to look at the facts for yourself. That's what I want you to do. These signs are not just I see them and others don't see them. I want you to see them for yourself and even think to yourself, well, is he right or is he wrong? So you be the judge, my students who've been with me for a long time and people who are new students. Then you can also see what I see or say for yourself, I see that, or say to yourself, I don't see it. That is totally up to you. And one of the minor signs that the day of judgment is near, and that is adultery and fornication will be prevalent. The Prophet, may peace be upon him, said that this has never happened without new diseases befalling the people, which their ancestors had not known. And so if you just look at it for yourself, some of the diseases that are prevalent today, we have that. Adultery is, of course, you having sex with someone that basically you're not married to. Say, for example, you're a married man or a married woman, and you have a relationship or intercourse with someone whom you're not married to, And then you have fornication, which is a person that's not married, and they have sex with someone that they do not have relationship. They are not married to. And of course, we had some of those diseases today that some of our ancestors or forefathers did not have. And then you think for yourself, what are these diseases? Or does this man know what he's talking about? Is he telling the truth about this, or am I just ignoring it? I as an individual, this man is not telling the truth. I'm not going to pay attention to what he's saying, but I'm just telling you what I see and what it is and what Islam explains to the people. Also, one of the minor signs is when fornication becomes widespread among leaders. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that this will happen when people stop forbidding evil. And we see that amongst our, and I'm not just getting on leaders, but this is what this particular saying for the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, is that fornication become widespread among leaders, where we had a situation where we almost hide what they are doing, or this is okay, or defend what they are doing. These are human beings that are making human mistakes, and they should go to Allah and ask for forgiveness. These are not people that should be covered, or their evil is going to be covered by the people who are trying to do good. No, when you don't forbid evil, it spreads. That's what happens. And so one of the minor signs of that the day of judgment is growing nearer and nearer is the fact that leaders will among us will fornicate more, and then others will defend what they're doing or don't forbid what they're doing. Also, the consumption of intoxicants will be widespread. And that's just not just intoxicants, meaning something you drink. It may be other way that people get intoxicated. Sometimes that is the only way people can party, is that if they are intoxicated, or because you are a leader, for example, and you're having some kind of event, you might feel like you have to have alcohol present in order to have the event or the people that you are have invited. This is what they do, the custom that they do, and so you're going to do the same thing, where you don't have to have that to have what you call a good time with others, or a sociable time with other people. But the consumption of alcohol or intoxicants will be widespread, which also is, and you also, it also is a sign that the day of judgment is near. Also, women will outnumber men, and eventually it'll be 50 women to one man. So you all crush the numbers. You could do this for yourself. I don't have to do this for yourself. And you heard some of this from me before. I'm just bringing it up again as a reminder to you of some of the minor signs. Now, some of the major signs are much different and much prevalent. And the danger of those mean that around the corner, it could be the day of judgment. And people may say, no, he don't know what he's talking about, that kind of thing. All right, you see for yourself. I didn't collect things that go on in the world. Things that go on in the world, the negative things I'm talking about, they fell in my lap. And they're in your lap. And you see with your own eyes. If you open your eyes and your heart to clearly understand what's going on, and don't ignore it, don't put it on a back burner like it doesn't exist. It exists. We also see killing. There's an increase of murders amongst the people, and you see that a lot all over. People are dying without even knowing why they're dying, and the person who is killing don't even know why they're killing the individual. Children of fornication will become widespread and prevalent. So a lot of children are born outside of wedlock. It's like from a lot of people, no, I don't have to be married in order to have sex. And then you have the results of that sometime. Children are born, and they're born with their parents not being married to each other. So you have the fornication. The children of fornication will become widespread or prevalent amongst the people. And so I just want to make it clear to you all, these are some of the signs that the day of judgment is nearing. Matter of fact, some people, they're saying, look, you don't have to marry me. I just want to have a child. And so they have sex with an individual, and they have the child. And then they say, you don't have to do anything. I'll take care of the child. You all know what I'm talking about. That is missing for some people, but I don't want to get married. I don't have to get married because I can have a child through fornication without being married to the individual. And we have a situation, one of the signs is that gangs will be shared out only amongst rich with no benefit to the poor. So when you're talking about the gains, the increase in wealth, you're seeing for yourself that only the wealthy are the ones that are gaining, and with no benefit from those who are poor. I don't have to go into details about that. And I know that some people who are wealthy, they do give and keep giving and sharing. All right, continue to do that. And so a lot of times the poor benefits from the rich. But you also have a lot of situations where you have some people who are rich people, and the poor people have no benefits. Sometimes even the rich people try to encourage other rich people to give to poor. And they probably more likely think this person, something's wrong with them, that they want to encourage me as a rich person to give to this poor person. Why should I do that? Why can't they earn like I earn? Why can't they work hard to be rich like me? And you know the situation there is that a lot of people don't want to have as least amount of rich people in the world as possible. And they want to gain as much riches as possible. And so my students, one of the signs is that the gains will be with the rich and with no benefit from the poor. And so you see it for yourself. It's just not me. It's not just about me seeing this. Look for yourself clearly. Wipe away the clouds and the blind, and take off your blinders, and you can see this for yourself. Also, we have a situation when you have paying zakat, meaning paying a charity, becomes a burden, and miserliness becomes widespread. And charity is given reluctantly. People don't want to give charity to the people or zakat to the people, and that it becomes a burden to people to give the charity they should be given, and they want to be more and more miserly. Again, keeping the money to themselves. You do it for yourself. You look up for yourself. Now, I'm just saying this. I'm just putting to you what I understand from Islam, what is going on. And you also see it, but you don't believe it, or you don't want to believe it, and you want to believe the opposite exists, when opposite really does not exist. That's not going to keep the day of judgment from being in our faces one day, where we're going to look around naked and uncircumcised and wonder what happened. What happened to the time? And I'm going to talk about it later on. Or what happened to us? And it'll be too late at that point. Miserliness will be thrown into the hearts of people. Being greedy and being stingy, trying to keep as much money to ourselves as possible, will be in our hearts more than kindness and generosity will be in our hearts. The leader of a people will be the worst of them. We see this for ourselves. And many examples, I'm not saying all leaders, I'm just giving you the facts, is that the leader of a people will be worse of them, or worse among them. These are just one of the signs that the day is drawing near. We get all happy because you have a leader, and then he put in that is not a good leader and not worthy of their position, and they bring in other people like themselves. And we make up excuses for all of them to be in a leadership position. And so be careful of that. I know leaders don't like what I'm saying, but I'm not here for you to like what I'm saying. And leaders in the past did not like what religious leaders had to say because it went against their grain, or went against their leadership. They think they're what they're saying. Muslim leaders or other leaders, our clergy, are saying to the people is wrong, but they know that it's not wrong, and that we're right in what we're saying. And if, for example, this is my last broadcast, so be it, my last broadcast. But remember that Allah is the best of planners, and Allah is in charge, and not anyone else. Leaders of people will be oppressors. So be very careful about that. You see this for you. You see these things for yourself. People will treat a man with respect out of fear for some evil he might do. We have a lot of that going on right now, and these are also the signs that the day of judgment is drawing near. People will dance people will dance late into the night, and we see that all the time. Sometimes people, they don't sleep one night because they party all night, and they party hop. Go from one party to another party to another party, and then they may sleep all day long. And so the thing is, these are some of the signs some of the minor signs that the day of judgment is drawing near. Time will pass rapidly, and we definitely see that. I see that right now. It's like a year, it seems like a month. A month seems like a week. A week seems like a day, and a day seems like an hour. This is what we're experiencing right now. Keep track of this. See how fast these weeks go by, or these days go by, or these months go by. Good deeds will increase. Good deeds will decrease. That's the opposite. Good deeds will decrease. Helping other people will decrease. People will be carrying on with their trade, but they will only be a few trustworthy persons. So these days, maybe you experience it personally, or you just know about it. In a non-personal manner, but this is another thing that's a sign that the day of judgment is drawing near. People will carry on trade, but they will only be few trustworthy persons. A man will pass a grave and wish that he was in their place. This, of course, in a woman. And how many pass graves and say, man, I wish I was in their place. If only I was in their place of the people who are dead. Maybe you said that, going past the grave and saying to yourself, I wish I was in their place. I would be better off in their place. These are some of the signs of the day of judgment drawing near, are some of the minor signs. Years of deceit in which the trustworthy person will not be believed and the liar will be believed. So these are also the signs that the minor signs that the day of judgment is drawing near. And we're talking about here that you have years of deceit in which a trustworthy person will not be believed and the liar will be believed. Just look at it for yourself. This needs no explanation from me. I want to mention something else, and that is when men lie with men and women lie with women. I don't have to explain that because I won't even go into it because some people think that that is okay and that is right. And from Islamic eyes, this is not all right. And it's one of the signs that is getting closer to us on the day of judgment. We saw that during Lut. I talked about Lut and what happened with his people and how they were destroyed because you have a situation where the angels, we had the angel with them, and then the people did not want the women of their town. They wanted the men that were with him. And you all know the story. Look up the story of Lut. You can always go to one of my previous episodes, maybe two or one, where I talked about the Lut and his experience with men wanting the people, his visitors, and they saying, we don't want your daughters. We don't want the women of this town. We want those who are in your home. That's who we want. And so that was way back when, and Allah did nothing. He destroyed them. And so we continue to do the same thing now. I guess in a sense, I am explaining it, but we're doing the same thing now, and we don't think we're not going to be destroyed, that nothing's going to happen. This is one of the other signs that the day of judgment is drawing near, where men lie with men and women lie with women. Also, family ties will be cut. And you know, this happens a lot with people, even in their wills. The last thing that after they're dead, a person reads their will and they cut their family ties off. I'm not going to give them any money. Matter of fact, I'm going to leave it for this organization and that organization, or I'm going to leave it to an animal or something like that. I'm not saying nothing wrong about that, but they're cutting the ties off and they won't have anything to do with family. But in Islam, we can't do that. Everyone gets in the family, they get a certain percentage of what we earned and what we have of our estate. So we have no choice. No matter how angry I am with members of my family, I cannot cut off ties with them. I can't make a dua or supplication against my family. I can't do that. And it's a sin for me to cut ties with my family. And so here we're seeing, my students, is that one of the signs of the day of judgment is cutting off the ties with our family. And the last one I want to mention, there are a bunch more. The last one I mention is that men will begin to look like women, and women will begin to look like men. And you can see that for yourself. I'm really going to try not to explain this one, but you can see it for yourself, and for many people, that's okay. But for us as Muslims, it's one of the signs of the day of judgment is drawing near, one of the minor signs that the day of judgment is drawing near. It's like women begin to look like men, and men begin to look like women. And also keep in mind, on some occasions, you may even have a woman acting like a man and a man acting like a woman. These are things that you can see for yourself, and you don't need me to point them out to you. See for yourself between now, this class, and our next class. Just do that. That's your homework. Just see for yourself. All of these are most of these minor signs that are present, and don't get joy in them. Get fearful, because that means that our time is limited. It's drawing near to the day a time when this earth is limited, and it's drawing near that we will be judged and held accountable before our Lord. My beautiful student, you have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.